satisfaction. Not even success can fill the void that low self-esteem generates in our minds. I know many successful people with self-confidence problems. They are constantly worried about what others think of them. This lack of confidence prevents them from achieving true satisfaction. Similarly, I know unsuccessful people who have so much confidence in themselves that they enjoy full lives with nothing to hold them back from achieving their destinies. So, are you ready to begin your journey toward incredible self-esteem and confidence? You only need to pack two things for this journey: knowledge and action. I can take care of providing you with the knowledge. This book will be your guide. The techniques I'm going to explain are easy to apply and maintain. They are also proven to work. Millions of people have used them with surprising results. There's no doubt that they'll work for you too. However, you are the one who has to spring into action to turn the techniques into habits with the power to give you the life you've always dreamed of. In the words of Pablo Picasso, action is the foundational key to all success. The secret to self-confidence is knowing exactly what you want and acting in a way that gets you closer to where you want to be. Good luck. Understanding self-confidence. Love yourself first and everything else falls into line. Lucille Ball. The Dalai Lama claims that anyone can change the world if they believe in their potential and have enough confidence in themselves. I completely agree. And I think self-confidence might even play a bigger role than potential. Confidence may just be the most important trait that determines our success or failure, especially in today's society. Many talented people never achieve success. There are countless examples of this. You've probably heard stories of geniuses hindered by their lack of confidence. Often, the difference between two sports people of comparable talent boils down to their confidence levels. That's why you hear about successful athletes with a winning mindset. A winning mindset is nothing more than confidence of the highest level. A lack of confidence will stop you from reaching your full potential. Confidence is the result of your life experiences, which condition your mind to a certain way of thinking and of viewing life. People with low self-confidence have too many negative thoughts. Their fear of failure stops them from living fully and from taking advantage of the opportunities life offers. Most people have some degree of confidence problem, whether it's low self-esteem or confidence in excess. It comes as no surprise that low confidence is one of society's most common problems. We get so involved in other people's lives and business that external opinions end up depleting our self-esteem. Low self-esteem can also develop in childhood as a result of poor education or toxic parenting. That's why we have to take care of it at all times and all ages. Everyone experiences low confidence at some point in their life. It becomes a real problem when people have low self-confidence permanently. People whose lack of confidence has become part of them. These people tend to be timid, submissive, and passive. They hesitate whenever it's time to take any kind of action towards their dreams, and life passes them by. This irrational fear is caused by underestimating yourself or overestimating the challenge ahead. On the flip side of confidence problems is arrogance, the overestimation of one's own abilities and the underestimation of challenges faced. Self-confidence is born of knowing yourself. It means being sure about your skills and abilities to take on the challenges life throws your way. Understanding that your actions will generate reward, and that this may be favorable or not, will help you overcome your fear of making mistakes, failing, or being criticized in the course of going after what you want. However, confidence must be backed up by self-improvement.